Hey there and welcome to Soul Church.
Our prayer is that this message encourages you wherever you may be in life.
You know, we've been hearing so many stories about what God is doing in people's lives, and we'd love to hear yours. So take a second and send your story to stories@soulchurch.com.
Thanks again for joining us today, and we hope that you enjoy the message. God bless. Let's just jump into God's word for a few moments this evening. I'm going to go to the Gospel of John chapter 15. And this is Jesus speaking here to his disciples. And we're just going to just take one verse and unpack it just for the next few minutes. Jesus says, "I am the vine and you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit." If you take your notes, why don't you write down this message title? I want to talk about vines, trellises, and grapes. Vines, trellises, and grapes. You know, we've been talking over the last couple of weeks that right now we're facing many challenges as a nation, as a city. And there's no doubt about it that the enemy, the devil, we don't talk about him much, but he's definitely trying to come in and kill and destroy and steal our life. But I really want to encourage us not to, I'm not necessarily talking about physically, but I'm talking about spiritually, emotionally, and mentally, not to die in this season. And from this verse, we see three desires God has towards us, that in this season where we can't access all the, you know, the luxuries, the necessities, and some of the things we need in life, there's three desires that God has towards us. And I wanted to share these with you tonight. Number one is this: God desires you. God desires you. It says, "I am the vine and you are the branches. If you remain in me," remain in me. You know, we're in a season where so much of our everyday routine, our meetings, our schedules, they've been removed. Life suddenly changed overnight. Prime Minister Boris, he made that announcement over 2 weeks ago, and our lives changed. And because of the craziness of life, and the chase for more things before this happened, you know, we all had crammed diaries. And the Bible describes us as followers of Christ as branches. One of the things that I think happened in the months, the years leading up to the point 2 weeks ago is I felt like, and personally for me, and I don't know how you feel, but I felt like that we got disconnected from the vine, the branches disconnected. And so many other things desired us. The desire for stuff, for material things, for possessions, material possessions, the desire for maybe more recognition at work. And so we stay back late and we work harder. And then the pull of everyone wanting our time, everyone was demanding this, that, and the other from us. And what happened is over a period of time, we got disconnected from the vine. And so we became disconnected to the very one who gave us everything that we have. See, it was Joseph Prince who said this. He said, "Without him, we cannot. Without us, he will not." I want you to think about that. I'm going to say that one more time. Without him, we cannot. But without us, he will not. God desires us. Without him, we can't. And without us, he won't. I think one of the lessons that I'm learning in this season, I think we're all learning individual lessons, but also lessons that we're learning together, is that we need to depend on God. We have been so dependent on material things, possessions and work and schedules and full diaries. But now that's all been stripped back from us. And all we have left is God. Many of us might have lost our job. Maybe you've been furloughed. Maybe your investments have nosedived. Maybe you feel like your livelihoods have been pulled away. But the good news is we are now fully in God's care. You know, I've realized that without Christ, we cannot actually really succeed. And God's desiring us more than ever before. He allowed COVID-19 to create space for our relationship. God desires you. God desires you so much. And God has allowed this situation to take place, and it has created so much space for us to connect back to the vine. You see, we are the branches, and many of us, we've become disconnected. You know, you can be busy doing God's work and disconnect from your relationship with him. Yesterday, we celebrated 14 years of marriage. She's one very, very lucky girl. I'm just kidding. But here's the deal. Without going into the nitty-gritty, we still desire one another. You know, Jesus said, he said, it is my desire to lavish my love upon you. God's desire is that you would spend time with him. God's desire is that you would talk with him. God's desire is that you would tell him how you're really feeling. You know, it's challenging right now. I had a tough day yesterday. It wasn't anything, I don't know about you, but sometimes emotions, they come in waves. Sometimes you have a great day and then the wave of emotion comes and you feel down. I had one of those days yesterday. I had to really pick myself up. But here's the deal. You've got to remember that God desires you. He desires to abide in you. God's second desire is this, and this is a really practical one, but God desires structure. It starts, the first scripture, the first part of the scripture is Jesus speaking. He says, I am the vine. I am the vine. Underneath every thriving vine is this thing called a trellis. And a trellis is a structure which holds everything up. Without a trellis, what would happen is the vine would wither and die over a period of time. And I was thinking about that for our lives, for the branches to bear fruit, we actually have to have a structure. You know, if we don't have a structure in our day, actually we can begin to die. Structure is a part of God's plan for our lives. Now, the big challenge, like we've had so many other things removed, we've had the structures, we've had them removed from our daily life. The trellises have been taken away. We don't have to get up anymore to take the kids to school because there is no school right now. We don't have to be anywhere in a hurry because there's nowhere to go in a hurry. We don't have to get to the gym or go to Pilates class because the Pilates class is shut and the gym is closed. And so much of our structures and our trellises have been removed from us. But I want to encourage you in this season to remember that you still need structure in your life. It was Bishop T.D. Jakes on Sunday in that interview. Wasn't that good? How good is Bishop? He talked about the power of a daily routine. And the reality is none of us know how long this will last. We don't know if this is going to go on another 3 weeks, another 3 months. And we can't just put our lives on hold, waiting for normal life to come back. Right now, this is your new normal. This is normal life. And so I want to encourage you to create some daily rhythm, some program, some structure, some trellis in your life, because without a structure, it cannot grow. Set yourself one daily goal. Every day, set yourself a goal. It could be to clean the garage out. That's your goal today. It could be to go for a run. You know, I said to someone the other day, I said, why don't you go for a run? They said, well, I'm not a runner. And I said, can I just interrupt you a sec? None of us were born a runner. You begin by putting your trainers on and just walking and jogging for half a mile. I want to encourage you, everyone, why don't you think about beginning a new hobby? Why don't you set yourself some goal? Set yourself a goal. You know, for Chantel, she grew up in a home where no one ever taught her to cook. They just ate out all the time. She grew up in Los Angeles and she wasn't around good home cooking. And but you know what, she's been amazing, and especially over the last few weeks, months since this has all began, she's teaching herself to cook, and it's incredible. She's basically the new Jamie Oliver. But you know, in this season, I want to encourage you to create routine, create trellis in your life. Don't waste this season. Don't swipe right it away. Don't box set it away. Create some structures in your life. Why don't you try something new? Learn a new hobby. Learn to play the piano virtually. Learn a new skill. And you know what? This won't happen automatically. Jesus had structure in his life. Jesus spent time, the Bible says, with his Father daily. Jesus invested into the disciples daily. Jesus invested into others on a daily basis. I would encourage you in this season to create a trellis in your home. Habits formed in this season could actually change the trajectory of your life for the better. Wonder what you'll do. Jesus said, I am the vine. Jesus is the structure. And number three, and finally, is this: God desires fruit. He says, you will bear much fruit. God's heart, you say, well, it's impossible in this season because it feels like everything's been taken away. Do you know we can still bear fruit in this season? That fruit can be so much of helping someone else. You know, the point of a trellis isn't to make the vine stand up and look pretty. The point of a trellis in a vineyard is the glass of wine at the end. The point of our daily structures is that we keep bearing fruit. Do you know in this season, everything's been shaken up. Do you know we can still bear fruit? You know, our church is actually bearing more fruit, I believe, in this season than any other season before. Why? Because we're drawing close to God. We're desiring Him. We're putting some structures. We're putting some new systems. We've got this incredible lounge area, which we're broadcasting out. We're reaching more people. We've reached over 6,000 people with the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. Last Sunday, we spoke to 6,000. That's 6,000 views. That doesn't include maybe 2, 3, 4 people. That's the minimum of people. It could be over 10,000 people who've listened to the gospel last weekend. These are great days to be alive. And in this season of everything being shaken up, do you know you can still bear fruit? Do you know your marriage can be even stronger in this season than it was in the previous season? Do you know your relationship with your children can bear fruit? I'm learning more about my kids. They are crazy. They're more like me than I realized. I'm learning so much about who they are. And I encourage you, don't waste this season. I'm believing that this will be the most fruitful season for us as a church. Someone messaged me on Sunday. Well, it was actually on Monday, and it was on Facebook, and they sent me a direct message. I don't often even check my messages on Facebook, but they said, hey, someone sent me a link, and they watched the message, and they said, how do I become a Christian? I thought, wow, still bearing fruit. Even though we're not in a physical building, still bearing fruit. And I'm determined as a church, even though we can't be in the same room, we can still bear fruit. You know, our team has been out on the streets this week, still feeding people, helping people, loving people. I wonder who your five are. I wonder who the five people that you've thought about in this season, those five people who maybe they live alone or maybe they're vulnerable, maybe they feel disconnected. I want to encourage you to keep calling them, keep messaging them. Keep asking them this question. Can we all ask someone this question tomorrow? How are you really doing? You know, often we say, how are you doing? It's just a throwaway, almost a greeting. But how are you really doing? Use the word really in the question. How are you really doing? You know, we can cover over and sugarcoat it and, you know, hey, we're doing great, but underneath it, we're struggling. Why don't you ask one of your five people that you're looking out for, how are you really doing? Let's keep checking up on one another. And in doing that, guess what? Our lives are still bearing fruit. Even though we feel like it's a season of famine right now, even it feels like everything that's kind of resembles normality has been taken away from us, we can still bear fruit. You know, all a vine needs to grow is four things. Number one is a trellis, which we talked about. Number two is light. Number three is water. And number four is being in the right environment. And just like a vine, we need the same four things to bear fruit in this season. We've talked about that structure, that daily rhythm, the trellis. But the second thing is we need light. We need God's light at this time. It is so dark. The world is so dark right now. It's despair. It's doom and it's gloom. But David said these words in Psalm 119, verse 105. It says, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I want to encourage you to illuminate your day. Start your day in God's word. You know, we have devotions at 12 o'clock. It's called Soul Time. I want to encourage you to tune in on Instagram and Facebook. And just Steve and Rachel do a great job. I'm actually going to be speaking tomorrow. Give those guys a well-needed break. But, you know, devotion is a way where we unpack God's word. Keep coming back to chapel. Keep tuning in on a Sunday. But also, take some time out personally to read the Bible. You know, if you need help in reading the Bible, I understand it's You know, it's a challenging book at times, and sometimes we don't know where to start because there's 66 books in one book and it all sound a little bit complicated. But please reach out to us. Why don't you start by reading the book of Psalms? The Psalms are such words of comfort and strength. And every day as you pick up, it begins to bring light. You know, so much darkness, but the Word of God brings light. And just like a vine, your life needs structure and it needs light. The third thing it needs is water. Water. Any plant needs water to survive and to grow. And water, the Bible is described as the Holy Spirit. In John 7:37, it says, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, if anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost will flow rivers of living water. You know, the Holy Spirit is described as water. And every day, you know, we need the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is simply God's presence. You know, Jesus in human form, he left to go back to be with his Father in heaven, but he left us the Comforter. He calls him the Comforter, the Helper, the Holy Spirit, to come and help us on an everyday basis. You know, if we need anything right now, it's the strength and the comfort and the help of the Holy Spirit. Why don't you ask the Holy Spirit to help you sleep? Before you go to sleep tonight, why don't you just say, Holy Spirit, help me to have a deep sleep. Ask the Holy Spirit, parents. You're all doing amazing, by the way. All of our parents who are now parents and teachers, you are incredible. But why don't you ask the Holy Spirit to give you creative ideas? You know, our kids keep saying to us, what are we doing today? And I don't know about you, it's like you're pulling your hair out going, I don't know what we're going to do today. Obviously, you don't say that to them. And we're trying to come up with creative ideas. But why don't you ask the Holy Spirit, give us creative ideas to do with the children. You know, the Holy Spirit is interested in helping you be a mom and a dad and a teacher in this season. Why don't you, if you're a business owner or a business leader, why don't you ask the Holy Spirit to help you? Why can't the Holy Spirit give you an idea for your business? Maybe your business is going to diversify in this season and go off in a different direction, and God is going to drop a dream, an idea into you. Why don't you ask the Holy Spirit daily, Holy Spirit, which direction do you want our business to go in? Because all I know is the Holy Spirit wants to bless your business. He wants to strengthen your business. The enemy wants to steal it and destroy it and rob it. But let me tell you, the Holy Spirit wants to bring comfort and strength and guidance. I believe that somehow in all this, that businesses within our church are going to thrive. We're going to have story here, story after story, and miracle after miracle about businesses that when everyone else seems like they're going under, somehow God's going to protect and bring you through the other side. It's the water of the Holy Spirit. If you're going to bear fruit in this season, you're going to have to get the help of the Holy Spirit. Please, I'm urging you, don't do this journey over these next few weeks and months on your own. We need the Holy Spirit. And the final thing is soil. You've got to be in the right soil, the right environment. I want to encourage every single person in our church, please be part of a group. If you're not in a small group, we can't care for you and look out for you one-to-one. And so please head to soulchurch.com, find an online group. And don't, you know, we've been talking about this phrase, social distancing. I actually don't like it. I prefer the word physical distance. We know physically it's not right that we come together right now because we're trying to you know, keep this disease from spreading. But you know, you can socially still stay close in this season. You don't have to social distance yourself from one another. You can stay connected through being part of a group. So why don't we let's make God's desires our desires? My heart in this season is God's desires towards me. Is he desires me. He desires me to keep structure in my day, in my life, and he desires me to keep bearing fruit. And I want to encourage us all, keep going, keep going. We're going to make it. And we're not just going to make it. We're actually going to bear fruit in this season. Well, I hope you enjoyed that. It's just three simple thoughts that God desires you, God desires structure, and God desires you to keep bearing fruit in this season. Amen. Just before we finish, I want to give you an opportunity. If you've been blessed today by the word, if you've been blessed by the ministry of Soul Church, why not consider partnering with us? You know, today in our church is now, in fact, there's a picture that's gone up. Yesterday, we had 12 tons of food delivered into the church. It's approximately 24,000 meals that have come in, and we are now, as a church, we are redistributing food to some of the most needy, some of those who are, you know, on the breadline in our society in Norwich. And our team, they're on the front lines, and they're approximately handing out over 300 meals. I was told today they handed out over 2,000 meals to families in need in our city. I think that's phenomenal. But you know, church, we need your help. We need your support. We've got vans out there that we need to put fuel in. We've got overheads. We've got so many things, staff. We've got so many things, and there's so much need in front of us, and we want to make sure we're supporting our global initiatives in India and South Africa and Pakistan and around the world, because in Israel, because there's so much need right now. And so I want to encourage you, you know, ask you, could you partner with us? If you can, thank you. If you can't, it's fine as well. We're going to be bringing you the word every week on a Wednesday night, midday, weekdays, and on a Sunday. But if you can partner with us, would you prayerfully consider that? Head to soulchurch.com, and we are making a difference, and we're going to continue to make a difference. And our hearts is to continue to take the gospel of Jesus into as many homes right now. And to do that, it's going to take resource. It's going to take a contribution tonight. So thank you. Well, thank you for your contribution, and thanks for joining us for chapel, just some times together. Before you go, let me pray for you, and let me pray a blessing from our home to your home, from our heart to your heart, and let's believe God for answered prayer this week. Amen. Father God, we thank you for some time in your word tonight. We thank you for your goodness towards us, your love towards us. We thank you for your grace towards us, and Lord, I just pray for every person watching. Maybe they're struggling with challenges physically, emotionally, whatever they are. I just speak the name of Jesus, the name which is above any virus, above sickness, heartache, whatever they're struggling with right now. I speak the peace of God into their homes. Father, we thank you tonight for who you are. And Lord, I thank you that the best is yet to come in Jesus' name. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and fill you with his peace now and forever. Amen. Thanks again for tuning in. And if you said the salvation prayer today, we'd love for you to email connecttofaith@soulchurch.com so we can talk to you a little bit more about this incredible decision that you've just made.
Yeah, you know, and if at any point in the service you felt moved to give towards any of our local or global initiatives, then head to soulchurch.com and click on the giving at the top of the page.
Thanks again for joining us today, and we hope to see you again soon. God bless.